Hello and welcome to DC Talk Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Nikhil Kamath, who is a co-founder and CIO at TrueBeacon and Zerodha. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Kamath.
Hi, Shweta. Thank you for having me.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, and it is the most relevant question at this point in time. You know, in India, it is the festive season that has grabbed the attention of investors, while on the global front, it is the outcome of the US elections. So what will be the impact of US elections from a stock market perspective?
Well, we're closely linked to what is happening in America right now. I would say more correlated than we have been at any point in our recent history.
Right.
So we are tracking Dow futures to such an extent that even when their markets are closed, if Dow futures tick up by 50 points, we are moving up by 10 points and the converse is true as well. So this correlation, I think, is well-deserved at this juncture. The decision over who actually becomes the next president will probably determine how economies across the world do to a certain extent.
Right.
And it will also, in a large way, kind of make a difference to the geopolitical balance in the planet overall in between different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So extremely important outcome, whoever wins. I think Trump has come out and claimed victory already, but it might be a bit too early for him to be celebrating at this point.
Right.
The way I see it, I think both of them will go to court and they have time up until Jan 20th, by which the next president has to be, you know, elected and has to be in power.
Right.
So up until Jan 20th, I see ambiguity in the markets, and ambiguity is never good for the stock markets. We have precedent for this when there was a contested election, I think, in 2000. And at that time, the Nifty, the markets had collected about 6%. So we have a lot going on already by virtue of the pandemic and economy slowing down across the world.
Right.
And this additional ambiguity till, you know, Jan 20th will probably be detrimental for the markets. So, yeah, so I would advise caution to, you know, all kind of investors who are taking any large bets at this point.
And what has been your investment strategy ahead of the crucial event?
So we are erring on the side of caution. We are not placing any large bets on the market right now, either on the long side or on the short side.
Okay.
We have chosen to walk into the event with a 70% hedge on the portfolio. So that would kind of insure us against any downside.
Right.
But it would also negate a part of the upside if the markets were to rally. But I think caution is well advised, Kshitij, especially at this point. It would make sense to, you know, stay cautious, stay on the sidelines and wait and watch what happens to industry and economies globally before you can take a significant bet on a sector or a stock.
So, you know, the last question probably I wanted to put it across to you is that the volatility could be a major play amid the US elections. But the next big event which is lined up for Indian investors is Diwali. So what would be your advice to investors on Diwali 2020 and your message for summer 2077?
Yeah, so Diwali being an auspicious time, especially for equity investors, I would advise for people to use this time to reflect upon all that has transpired over the last year. It's been a crazy year for most of us with the pandemic and the economy and unemployment and all the other issues one might have witnessed. There seems to be the correlation between how well a business is doing and the stock price seems to have disappeared.
Right.
So it would probably be wise for people to introspect in a way, talk to the businesses that they know, try and figure out how well economy is actually doing on the ground, and then weigh that against stocks and sectors and to see, to check if it makes sense, the current lofty valuations. So I would say, yeah, it's a great time to introspect and reflect upon the last year and also pick what position you might want to take for the next.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Kamath, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on new business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.